There are two major reasons for concluding the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It is first and foremost a deal initiated and pushed by Washington. The first reason is that the U.S. think it will improve the lives of workers at home. Listen to how President Obama sold the TPP to the people in one of his weekly television talks.
Outdated trade rules put our workers at a disadvantage, and TPP will change that. Right now, other countries charge foreign taxes on goods that are made in America. Those taxes and other trade barriers put our workers at a disadvantage. It makes it more expensive to make goods here and sell them over there. Well, TPP is going to change that. It eliminates more than 18,000 of these taxes on American goods.
Now, the TPP is under fire, and the harshest critics are in the U.S. itself. Senator Bernie Sanders, currently one of the two main Democratic candidates for the next presidency, attacked the TPP from the beginning.
Our past trade agreements have failed and have led to the loss of millions of decent-paying jobs. Why in God's name would we go forward with another trade agreement, which is in fact larger than previous trade agreements?
So Sanders says the TPP may lead to job losses in the U.S. itself, exactly the opposite of what Obama said. But there is harsher criticism of the agreement, and Tim Noonan of the International Trade Union Confederation in Brussels says the way the TPP is being decided upon undermines the very idea of democracy. He says the TPP deal meant that an independent tribunal will be established where corporations can overrule national legislation. For instance, when national legislation causes companies to have less profits in case of, for instance, labor laws or environmental laws.
It gives corporations access to mechanisms to overturn national legislation and to tell governments what to do. It's a blow for democracy. It will mean more expensive medicines and really alter the balance of power further in favor of large multinational corporations at the expense of local people, local businesses, and indeed democracy itself.
Now, the second reason why the TPP was created is to stand up against the growing economic power of China, and so Beijing was not included in this deal. Now, of course, the Chinese are following the development with a lot of interest, but for now they did not criticize it. This is how the deal was presented yesterday morning on the English channel of the state-owned Chinese television CCTV, just after the deal was signed.
The ministry said in a statement that it has taken note of the signing of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and is weighing up this regional trade deal, which China is not part of. Beijing also expressed the hope that the various free trade arrangements in the Asia-Pacific region will complement each other and jointly contribute to trade, investment and economic growth of the region.
But it does not say that China is preparing its own equivalent of the TPP, called the Free Trade Area of the Asia-Pacific. This deal would consist of roughly the same members as the current TPP subscribers, but with China as member. According to a recent study by the Peterson Institute, China could benefit from that deal with 1.3 trillion euro in exports. But with the TPP now signed off, that deal seems far off. And it's now up to the local governments to first decide if they want to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and give away quite a bit of their decision-making power.